Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Are you watching this with Marquise?
Yeah, all of us are watching it. Man, it's a dream come true, man. It's my dream team, and I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Why are they your dream team?
Because they're a Super Bowl contender. They win games. They good in every phase of the game, special teams, defense, offense, everything. So I just love this team.
How do you think you fit in with this team?
Oh, I fit perfect. Special teams, offense, whatever it is, I got to do.
What kind of role do they tell you that they'd like you to fill, Chris?
Well, I can play running back. I can play slot. I can do special teams because I'm a playmaker all around, so I fit perfect in this offense.
You mentioned special teams, 6 block punts in your career. That's pretty good.
Yes, sir. Hopefully I can beat that rookie in the NFL.
How fast are you, Chris?
Well, the way I feel like a 4-1 speed, but yeah. Hopefully at the combine, but I can show it on the field, though.
You think you'll be the fastest on this team?
Mike Wallace is kind of fast, but I don't see comfort in myself, so I say I'm the fastest.
Hey, Chris, are you the guy your brother was referring to on He Hate Me on the back of his shirt?
No, he's the only person I ain't beat in my family.
He's what?
Can you repeat that?
No, I said he's the only person I haven't beaten in the race.
Oh. But you don't actually hate him, do you?
No, I don't.
Hey, you dealt with some injuries in high school, right? Is that an issue going forward into the NFL? Or?
No, I had one injury in high school that was shoulder surgery, and I've been fine since then, so.
Chris, can you talk about how close you are with Marquise? I know you are with Mike as well. Can you talk about how close you are with those guys? And did you live with them at any point?
Yes, sir. I stayed with them all through high school career, and yep. Real close to him, but Marquise the one I always have a fight with all the time because he's like the aggressive one.
Did you think the Steelers or expect the Steelers to draft you?
Well, I was hoping, but you never know what happened in the draft, man, because I watched the E60 about the draft and all these kind of players waiting certain times and certain picks and all that kind of stuff, and they get upset. So I just sat calm, killed my family, and just waited patient. Well, wait patient. So I'm waiting for them at the end.
But one of the Steelers, obviously, were one of the teams that you had talked to?
Yeah, I talked to them, but I ain't have no clue who's going to pick me, though.
Are you a running back or a wide receiver first, Chris?
Running back. I love running back.
You mentioned fighting with Marquise. Did it get physical? I mean, he's kind of a big guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a big guy. Hey, that's how you get tough.
Chris, what kind of lesson did you learn from your texting incident?
I became a man. I matured, learned a lesson not to do that ever again. But it's something I just know I won't ever do it again in life. Because at first I didn't know you can get in trouble with text message. And plus, I harm a fly. So, but stuff happened for a reason, and I learned from it. And now it never won't happen again. So that's the first time I ever got in trouble in my life. So.
Well, you can ask Marquise about Twitter, can't you?
Yeah.
Chris, do you think that hurt you in the draft? Just that one incident?
I think so. But I just gotta prove my point, prove myself, and go out there, be the man I am, and show people that I'm a good dude. So that's all I can do right now.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.